Fort Bragg yesterday activated two new units. They're made up of a new kind of culturally aware soldier who will be doing an old job, advising the forces of U.S. allies. Jay Price reports for WUNC's American Homefront Project.
Ceremonies are common on the nation's largest Army base, where units often mark deployments and returns home and welcome new commanders. But this ceremony marks the official activation of two unusual new units, a brigade of 800 combat advisors and a command that will oversee it and five others based elsewhere. Brigadier General Mark Landis is the leader of the new Security Force Assistance Command.
The goal is to make these units proficient in building the capabilities of our partners.
U.S. troops have long acted as advisors to help the militaries of allies, perhaps most famously in Vietnam. And combat advising has been a major part of the mission in Afghanistan and Iraq. But Army leaders decided that units trained specifically for the role will do a better job and free up the conventional units that have been doing the work. They see it as so important that the Army Chief of Staff, General Mark Milley, flew down to speak at the ceremony.
We've been doing advisory missions all along. Special Forces have been doing it, the conventional Army's been doing it. But we were doing it on an ad hoc basis for the most part. And we were ripping apart conventional brigade combat teams, leadership, in order to form these advisory missions. And there was a better way to do it. And the better way to do it is what you see on the field here today.
Soldiers volunteered to be considered for the units. All are non-commissioned officers or higher, and many have done multiple combat deployments. They had to be willing to work closely with people from different cultures and be able to deal with the unpredictability of the job. Command Sergeant Major Darvin Williams is with the new 2nd Security Force Assistance Brigade.
What we needed was soldiers who can adapt very fast, right? And some people, when it change, will make them crumble. And these soldiers are all about change and making whatever change happens the best it can be.
His unit is expected to deploy to Afghanistan next year. Jay Price, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.